South Florida's skyline is crowded with construction cranes. That's no different as the COVID-19 coronavirus continues to spread. Construction sites are still humming because they're seen as essential business. But as WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich learned, some residents are worried that construction sites could spread the virus.
At Flamingo Point, Miami Beach's sprawling 16-acre condominium, workers are still clocking in every day.
Common sense would say you don't bring a bunch of people into an active community with people actively exposed to coronavirus, you know, and then have them leave at the end of the day, go around our county back to their residences and their homes.
Jesse Uzel is a resident who's worried about his pregnant wife and an elderly neighbor.
I have sympathy for these construction workers.
While some cities like Boston have shut down construction sites, South Florida keeps building, relying on owners to screen workers. Miami Beach says it's doing regular inspections and could shut down a site for violating CDC guidelines. They say so far they haven't found any. The Associated General Contractors of America has also advised workers not to share tools. Residents at the Flamingo, who have repeatedly complained to City Hall, have snapped pictures of carpooling workers climbing out of cars together and congregating.
You have this risk of exposure that was just going to grow if they don't pause the construction. So I feel like it's profit over people.
Neither the property manager nor Gricon Construction, the company doing the work at the Flamingo, responded to phone and email messages. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
Yesterday, prominent developer Sergio Pino announced that two construction workers tested positive at a project near Miami International Airport. Pino ordered the site disinfected and not reopened until it's safe. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.